This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers say they're working on a bill that aims to protect safety net clinics for those who often can't afford to pay for health care. CPR's John Daly reports.
The lieutenant governor and legislative Democrats held a news conference to preview a new bill. It would cap health care insurance payments the state makes to hospitals for about 60,000 state workers. The amount saved, perhaps $50 million, would be reinvested in the safety net. Here's Representative Kyle Brown of Boulder.
We can save Coloradans money on health care and still protect the safety net providers that Coloradans rely upon.
The State Hospital Association says the bill might threaten the finances of hospitals. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Since Colorado tightened its law on business identity theft, it has resolved nearly 1,500 complaints. CPR's Megan Verlee.
Two common types of fraud are if someone uses a name or address that doesn't belong to them to file new business documents, or if someone files paperwork in the name of a legitimate company in order to hijack its identity. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is touting the number of frauds resolved in the 2 years since the law passed. And the Colorado Sun reports she's asking the legislature to authorize her to hire someone to deal with the issue full-time. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's education chief is confident that support for the state's neediest children won't stop as the new administration considers federal funding cuts. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Wall Street Journal was the first to report on the possibility of significant cuts at the Federal Department of Education and possibly closing it. Most of Colorado's education dollars are state and local, but millions of federal dollars fund programs for low-income students, students with disabilities, and school meals. Colorado's Education Commissioner, Susana Cordova, says there may be changes in what agency delivers those federal dollars, but
I think that we'll continue to see kids get fed. We're going to continue to see supports to students in poverty.
It would take an act of Congress to close the department entirely. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.